Well, Joni, good to have you here.
Thank you, Brian. It's always a pleasure.
You're back again, but you come up from the South and into the bluegrass in this new one called Sari's Run.
Yes.
You must tell me about it. Why did you leave the New Orleans area in your novels and come up to Kentucky?
Well, my family is from this area. This book takes place in Greenup County, Kentucky, and that's where I hail from. So the Clays are all from there, and I kind of got a notion about a story that I wanted to write. My uncle kind of fired me up with some ideas, and there's so much rich heritage there that just turns me on. I love it. I had a grandpa that was kind of a, what you call a mountain man, you know, a healer of sorts. He would go up into the hills and get all the herbs that he needed to make his concoctions. He had a cure for everything.
Now, do you remember him or are these
yes.
stories you've heard?
No, this is, I remember him. So these people mean the world to me, and they're such a colorful bunch that I've always wanted to write something about it. Now, truthfully, I seem to be an organic writer. I started out with an idea, and it completely goes its own way most of the time. So the setting is Kentucky, and I dedicate the book to my family because I just love the heritage there. And I throw in a lot of Scotch-Irish heritage, which is not my heritage, but is very important in the history of Kentucky. In the Appalachian areas, there was a lot of Scotch-Irish influence. And of course, I'm not doing voodoo in this book, but I had to go with a little of the Banshee and the Scotch-Irish folklore is interwoven throughout the story.
The book is called Sari's Run, S-O-R-R-Y, apostrophe S, the name of a town in
yes.
Kentucky.
Fictional.
But it wasn't always spelt like that, was it?
No.
Tell me about the change in title.
Okay. The founder of this little town was kind of a remarkable woman, and I do go back in history and visit how she came to Kentucky, and that she's from Scotland, and her name was Sorina Duncan, later to be Sorina Duncan McBride. So she became a very unusual influence in the town and was an abolitionist, a very active abolitionist and very active in the Underground Railroad. So she had a lot to do with that. And because of her things, it became Sori's Run is what they named the town. It was named after Sorina, S-O-R-I apostrophe S, because of the Underground Railroad. And then as time went on, and there wasn't much good luck going on in that neck of the woods. People just started kind of tongue-in-cheek just saying, Sari's Run, S-O-R-R-Y apostrophe S, and it stuck.
It stuck.
So that became the name of the town.
Now, in the process of writing this book, did you call upon any relatives to get tidbits of knowledge during the writing of this book, or is this all kept in your head from prior to?
This is all kept in my head. In fact, my relatives are going to be surprised, I think. And again, right, when I say my writing tends to be organic, I really had another idea that was going to be very much focused on an uncle of mine, and I didn't go there. I did call upon a good friend in northern Kentucky to help me with some of the research on my cop. I've got a retired chief of police who heads up an investigation during part of this book when the mystery part comes around, and he helped me a great deal with some of the Kentucky stuff. But I left the relatives alone. They're in my head.
And in the dedication as well.
And the dedication, yes.
You have a book signing coming up. It's going to be this coming Saturday at the Joe Beth location in Crestview Hills, Kentucky. What time will you be there?
I'll be there at 2 o'clock.
Been visiting with Joni Lacey. Her brand new book is called Sari's Run. And you can catch up with Joni at Joseph Beth Crestview Hills on Saturday at 2. Thank you so much. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Mr. Brian. Thank you very much for having me.
And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell. Awesome.